Arizona, Guy Fieri here from the Food Network. Now, I know you are digging it when you are listening to On the Menu Live with my man, Matt Russell.
Hello, everyone. No, you didn't make a mistake and turned your, inadvertently turned your radio to a Philly channel. This is Frank Santos of Frankie Sad Philly Cheesesteaks. And this is the Matt Russell On the Menu Live show. I'm standing in for Matt Russell along with Rita Conley of the Tucson Weekly and the food blog Well Fed Foodie. And we have to do a good show today, Rita.
Yeah, we're going to do it.
We have to do
a
wonderful
show. We have lots of good stuff to talk about.
I don't want Matt to come back and find the show on America's Funniest Bloopers.
There you go. Okay,
so,
good. Okay, I promise. I'll do my best.
Everybody, Matt is on vacation for July 4th weekend and with his family. And we're here live at studio, and we have a great show lined up for everybody. We're going to first start talking a little bit about what's going on in Tucson.
There's lots of stuff happening, that's for sure. There's lots of stuff happening.
And we had the Recon Fire. We have a lot of stuff to talk about. We also are going to, we're going to do a little talking about the City Tavern, where they held the first July 4th anniversary.
And do people know what City Tavern is, Frankie? Why don't you tell people about City Tavern?
Okay, City Tavern is a tavern that our forefathers all went to. It, at the time, it was built in 1773,
yeah.
And it was the Ritz-Carlton of its time. And Washington, in fact, when George Washington was going to assume the presidency, New York, he stopped there, and they had a big ball for him. But the history books talk about that City Tavern, after the Constitution, that's where they would all go to. John Adams wrote to Abigail and called the most genteel tavern in the country.
That's cool. That's cool.
And as a matter of fact, I took my first wife. I took my wife Debbie to City Tavern, and we had a wonderful, wonderful time.
It's big. It's big, right? I mean, it says something like 10 dining rooms.
It's 10 dining rooms. It's three floors.
Wow. Is it in the original building?
No, well, it burned down, and they rebuilt it.
Okay.
And it's owned by the city. By the city. Debbie loved it. We had a first date there, and Debbie absolutely loved it. We also have a cookbook, cookbook from them.
Here it is right here, the City Tavern Cookbook, Recipes from the Birthplace of American Cuisine by Walter Stabe. I think that's
yes.
How you pronounce his name, who is the chef there, and he seems like he has a quite loyal following in Philly.
Oh yes, yes. He's been running City Tavern, I think, for the last 20 years.
That's amazing.
But he had that cookbook, and we're going to give that cookbook away.
Excellent. Yeah, it's beautiful. It's got a lot of really pretty pictures.
Hundreds
of recipes.
Has all the history of City Tavern, and we will be giving that away.
Along with what else, Frankie?
Along with a $20 gift certificate for Frankie Sad Philly Cheesesteaks.
And you know what? If you've never been to Frankie's, honest to God, you got to get there. It's really one of those places where you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong. People who come from Philly say this is the real thing. And so the sandwiches there, the Philly cheesesteak is fantastic. I like the pork sandwich that he's got. He's got to be honest with you, the best wings in town. If there was ever a contest, Frankie's would win.
Thank you very much.
And, you know, and Deb, his wife, makes a heck of a potato salad. And I know that once in a while there's meatballs over there. I don't know how often they make the meatballs, but they're really good, too. They're almost as good as my meatballs, almost as good as mine.
Well, I know your meatballs are lovely. The Italians can cook.
I don't cook much anymore, but I make a mean meatball.
Talk about that. Hey, what's the latest with the Recon Market? The Recon Market caught on fire on Tuesday.
Yeah, I haven't heard much about it. The last I heard was 2 to 6 weeks they might be closed. I don't know if there's what he's going to do. I mean, it'd be neat if he could kind of keep the business going, like outside, have like a fruit market outside or front or something. I don't know what's going to happen, because that's another go-to place, you know.
Sure.
Run in and get some good food to take home for dinner, or have a breakfast there or something, you know?
If anybody out there knows anything about the Recon Market, when they think it's going to open up, please give us a call.
The number, give them the phone number.
And the phone number is? 880-5678. That's 880-5678. Give us a call and let us know. I thought of going over there or making a phone call there, but I don't want to bother
them. Well, no, and he's probably got lots of stuff on his mind. I mean, it's only been a couple of days. And I mean, all the other businesses in the building are up and running, though. So maybe it'll be fast sooner than you think. I don't know.
So what's going on in Tucson?
You know, Tucson, I think, is exploding. I cannot believe how much stuff is going on in this town. You know, people always talk about downtown. In the last probably 2 months I've been downtown, I think it seems like every weekend I'm down there. And, I don't go out late or anything. I go for dinner. But there's just a whole parcel of new stuff going on down there. My girlfriend and I ate breakfast the other morning at Proper. And we go, okay, this is a beautiful night, you know, restaurant and bar and whatnot. They had a really, really different things on the menu for breakfast, and they were all really good. Some really, really great coffee and good service, and it's a really pretty place, pretty space. And you know, pretty soon there's going to be Chris Bianco is going to be opening his pizza parlor down there. And we have discussions here whether people in Tucson will stand in line for a Bianco pizza. I don't know. That's to be seen, but it'll be popular. I think it'll be a big hit. You know.
I think he has some of them other pizzerias shaking in their boots.
Well, we'll see what happens. I don't know, you know, because there's a couple more downtown, you know. Yeah. Or maybe it'd be the kind of place, well, oh, we'll go down to Empire, or we'll go over to Riley, you know, if we're can't stand in line. So maybe it'll give them good business. I don't know.
But I think if Oprah shows up at Pizzeria Blanco, the other pizzerias, they might as well put the shutters up.
Yeah, well, you know, and then this Saturday, I mean, a week from today is second Saturday's downtown, and over at Hub, there's going to be a thing called Scoop Fest, and everybody knows Hub has such really great ice cream. And there's like, oh, I don't know, 30 flavors and amazing off-the-wall kinds of flavors there. But there's going to be a Scoop Fest, and I think the price is, I think Kate said $3 for a little scoop of ice cream, you know.
Ooh.
And you're going to have everything there, and it's going to be started at 4 o'clock right in the parking lot at Hub. So that's kind of, that's a neat thing that's happening next weekend.
Yeah.
And then I've noticed, too, lately how Every time you open the paper, there's a new brewery opening up in town, a new bar, a place to go drink beer, you know. And the latest one is it's called Tap and Bottle, and it's not a brewery per se, but they just have a lot of beer choices. And people I know who have gone have said they've done a beautiful space. Yeah. It's on 6th and I'd say, oh, maybe 9th. 6th, across the street from, it's across the street from the Army Surplus Store, whatever that is, right across the street from there. And then the guys in 47 Scott are going to be opening up a new place come fall. And, you know, and then about a week ago, I was in the middle of doing a review. We're going to be doing a review for the Garland. And I found out the Garland had closed. And now Zimam's, the Ethiopian restaurant, is opening another restaurant there. So it's kind of neat. And that's really some fabulous food, again, at Zimam's, you know. And this will be close to my house. So that'll be even needed for me. And, you know, it was a shame the Garland closed, but, you know, as long as there's somebody moving into that space, it makes it really nice. You know, keep it going. And by the university, it'll go over big. You know,
my wife loves Yuengling beer, which is East Coast.
She loves.
I'm hoping one day that they come out here, Yuengling. Okay. It's a little small, I think, brewery.
Right.
But they're up and down the East Coast, and
right. Yeah. But maybe we can start a campaign, because we started a campaign for the Tasty Cakes, Frankie.
Yes,
we made a difference there, you know.
A big difference. When we come back, we'll probably talk a little bit about that. And
See, again, if you're not from, I'm not from Philly, but Tasty Cakes are I'm going to say it, better than Hostess Cupcakes. They're better than 100 times better, and they're but because of complications, Frankie hasn't been able to get them at the shop. So Matt Russell himself wrote something about it in his column, and I picked up the flag a little bit and wrote about it in the weekly. I think we're making a difference.
We'll talk a little more about it, and we have the lovely Casey putting her fingers up saying, we got to go to station break.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
Welcome back to On the Menu Live with Frank Santos of Frankie Salfo's Cheesesteaks and Rita Connolly of the Tucson Weekly. Rita, let me clarify something.
Okay.
I got to clarify this. This show's live. So when we make a mistake, it's a blooper. But when we opened up and we were talking about City Tavern, and I meant to say, I took my wife on the first date to City Tavern. And I said, I took my first wife.
Yeah, and I thought about that. I said, oh,
I meant to say, I took my wife to on the first date to City Tavern. So, honey, you're listening out there. I apologize.
I'm sure she understands. You get a little nervous. It is kind of scary.
Anyway, so here we are. We're back. And, yeah, talk about the Tasty Cakes. And Debbie had so much, and listeners, if I say Debbie, I mean my wife Deb, so much. She went on Facebook. She pushed. I never realized the power of Facebook and social media.
Well, most definitely, you know? it's taking down countries. You know,
and when matter of fact, when Matt was writing an article inside Tucson Business. He told me, I said, well, he's going to read it. He says, Frankie, let me explain something to you about media, social media and all. He says, this goes all out there. It goes everywhere.
Right.
And of course, it did. I mean, between Facebook, inside Tucson Business,
we had
was it KVOA, Channel 4? Is that KVOA?
Yeah, they did.
They came into the shop.
Good.
They had Debbie set up a campaign with everybody, and of course, your blogs.
Yeah, we talked about it there more than once.
And everybody was writing into Tasty Cakes and Wholesome Foods. Well, Thursday? I keep getting my days mixed up. No, it wasn't Thursday. It was a Thursday Independence Day. It was Wednesday.
Okay.
Wednesday, gentleman walks in from Wholesome Foods.
Oh, my. See? Oh.
And he says, we've heard, we're listening, and we're going to do something about it.
Excellent, Frankie. Outstanding.
So you heard it live here. And first, Wholesome Foods is working to fix this problem, and we believe they'll have the problem fixed in 2 weeks.
Excellent. Because those Tasty Cakes are just out of the world. Yeah. They're not as sweet, you know, and they're different. They got a little different flavors in them, which are really cool. And there's, you know, so many different kinds.
Oh, yeah.
And just... they're kind of evil, though, you know, because you like them, and
sure.
they're you know, you go, oh, I really shouldn't have another one, but I'm going to have another one, you know, and they're just.
I didn't know that social media could be this powerful.
Make
these big corporations sit up and take listen.
Well, I would be neat to know how many people did write in. I guess if we looked on Facebook, we probably could see how many people wrote about it.
When you posted a little blog about it, was a Tasty Cake that came back and said, we're trying to work things out.
I think got an answer somewhere along the line too, somehow. But yeah, so this is what you can do, people. You know, it's you know, maybe not an earth-shaking issue. You know, we're not, you know, but it truly made a big difference in a real positive, friendly way. You know, which is we had a situation and we fixed it.
And they're
fixing it. So that's a really good thing.
Now we got some news here. Acacia restaurant is closed and they reopen on the 8th.
For the summer? For just a couple of weeks?
No, at the 8th of July.
Oh, okay. A couple of days from now.
They'll open back up and they have a great happy hour there.
Okay.
I love the happy
beautiful
hour.
View too. Beautiful views.
Yeah, it's like everything's like hair price. No, they had a luau about a month ago.
I saw pictures.
Oh, me and Deb went there. We loved it. It was. I mean, we were dancing, and they had these girls in there dancing and shaking, and I mean, they had Don Ho coming back from the grave. I mean, that show was great.
That's excellent.
The show they put on, that was wonderful. So they're back. Have you heard of Dante's Fire?
You know, no, and I haven't been there yet. That restaurant has been, I wish these guys a bunch of luck because that building has been so many different restaurants. Right. Someday I want to do research on buildings that for some reason they just don't, it just doesn't happen, you know. Like where Mr. Ons is right now.
Right.
That went through a million different owners. And apparently I was told many years ago that there's a ghost in that building. So I don't know. I never saw the ghost myself. But Dante's Fire's got sounds like a pretty interesting menu, you know.
Well, they have and Dante's Fire is located where the old Rio restaurant is, which is a little west of Kingfisher.
Right. Exactly.
And there is something I go in and I get. I get the martinis, but they had this frog wild pops.
Oh.
Right. The frog wild is a goose liver pops, and they had these and they're on a little stick, and they had the apples, sauteed apples that come with it. And they have this bread. They make their own bread in there. They do their own bread. It's lovely. It is wonderful. Maybe when we get out of here, we'll run over there.
Have some quick pops. How's that sound? That sounds like fun.
You know what I had the other day, Rita? I went over to Pastiche. They had the $15 steak night on Tuesday nights.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And $15, it was steak marcella. Where are you going to get a steak dinner for $15 in this town? In any town.
Any town, exactly.
$15.
Well, there's a lot of places.
It was sirloin, too.
There's a lot of places that have summer specials going on, you know, in town. Kingfisher is closed until the 15th, and I think Bluefin's open until the 8th. And they'll probably reopen. But Kingfisher's got a great, they do their summer tour. And then the Bluefin, it's, I don't know if you can get this anyplace else, really. It's a $20.13. You get a whole lobster. You get a ear of corn.
Ooh.
You get some basmati rice of some kind, and drawn butter for $20.13. I mean, you really can't go wrong, you know.
Sure,
and if you get happy hour, the wine, you get some wine prices at half price. So I mean, really, you know, for you can't beat it, you know. I know Vera Mori's got. I think a lot of the Tucson originals have specials going this summer, $20 specials.
Yes,
they do. And Avira Mori has one. Noble Hops has one. You know, so there's a lot of other stuff going on. Yeah. And actually, what we just last week, we went down to Downtown Kitchen, and Janos is doing his world tour, street food world tour, and we had the Korean food, which was really fabulous. They were just really, really, it was really, really good. This month he's doing Mozambique. And then he's going to do Havana, and then he's going to do Mumbai.
Ooh.
So, I mean, I'm looking forward to the Havana. I can't wait to go back for the Havana because it just sounds just yummy, you know. And then and for $35, you get a three-course meal. And again, you can't pass that up, you know.
Well, Janos can't cook.
Yeah. And he's got a great staff. He's got a great crew behind him, you know. And Devin's really good down there. And they all work really – they're really passionate about what they do down there, you know. They really care, you know.
Talk about the Tucson Originals. They have their power card or rewards card program that has changed over. So I'm gonna spend maybe 60 seconds here to try to explain this. But the Tucson Originals had a rewards card program, and it since has changed over. They turned everything over to a new group called Eat Local Tucson. So on the back of the cards, back of your Tucson Original card is a phone number. You could call that phone number. You could even come into Frankie's. I have cards, Eat Local Tucson cards that people can come in and pick up, and they will transfer the points over to them cards.
Excellent. Okay, good.
And there's a group of restaurants. If you go to the website, just Google Eat Local Tucson, and it'll come up. And go to their website, you'll see a group of restaurants where that card will be honored.
Oh, good. Okay, good. Get some really good deals, right?
Right. And all the restaurants there all will honor the card.
Okay.
Any one of them. And then points can be used there.
Okay.
Yeah, not a problem at all. And talk about Tucson Originals. They have their Taste of Tucson Festival, which will be October 5th.
Yep.
Is it Plaza Palomino?
Plaza Palomino this year, which will be really exciting because I think they've just fixed Plaza Palomino up. I think they just did some rework over there. And that's really kind of, you know, you look on the outside and you don't think it's very big, but there really it's pretty, it goes back pretty deep. There's a lot of stuff,
little
nooks and crannies that'll be really neat. And it'll be shady, which is something, you know, thing I think about right now, this time of year at least.
Sure.
And then they're also going to be having part two, which is the Margarita Festival.
Margarita, October. That's October 25th.
I was a judge last year. It was amazing.
Tucson Museum of Art. How much time we have, Casey?
You got about 5 minutes.
Oh, good. Okay. So last year at the Margarita Festival, I'm not necessarily a tequila person, but we had really, the cocktails there were so good that night. There were like eight judges. It was myself and Edie Girolin was a judge, and Jennifer English was a judge, and Joseph Blair was a judge, and John Fina was the MC, and there was another MC, a gentleman, I don't remember his name, and you know, and Adam Lerman.
Yes, sure.
And Foodie was there. He was a judge. And, we, you know, it was just a real, it's a fun,
oh,
fun evening.
I love
a fun
that.
Evening. And we had and really good cocktails. And it's just amazing.
I love that event.
Yeah,
I love
it's
that event.
Fun, it's pretty. They moved it to the Tucson Museum of Art. Yeah. So there's a lot of room. You know what we discovered, I discovered the other day, though, too? Again, I eat out a lot, I guess. We were down at Playground. And Cade now has cocktails that they bottle right there in the bar.
Right there.
The bar.
Oh.
So they're bottled cocktails, and they're nice. Really great. Some are carbonated. Some are non-carbonated. There's probably about a dozen of them. And we got to sample three or four, and they're really good. And it's neat because it keeps things cold and really kind of attractive. You know, it comes to the
right.
table in a bottle.
Sure.
You pour yourself your little bit of whatever. And it's just it's a really neat idea. And he's, you know, because, again, with he's a pretty innovative young man. Right. He gets a lot of things done. So this could be the start of something big, you know.
One of the things I was doing, Rita, prior to coming on the show, I went on Zagat, and I went to see what Zagat was in their food blog, and so they had something there, and it was 10 things that patrons don't want to see or experience in a restaurant. So I read through there, and one of the top things there is, and restaurants must be moving towards this trend, this unisex bathrooms. So I have these unisex bathrooms. Now, when I was back in Philly, me and my wife Deb, we went to the Barclay Prime, beautiful restaurant, and Stephen Starr restaurant inside the Barclay Hotel. And we had dinner, had two martinis, and then I went to the bar, had some drinks. So I'm going into, I'm going to go, I tell my wife, excuse me, I'm going to go to the men's room. I walk in, I go through the door, and the door said unisex, but I wasn't paying attention to it. So I go in there, I walk in there, these stalls, and I go right in there, and right, you know, you do your business. All of a sudden, I hear a cell phone ring. And then I hear this woman talking on her cell phone. And I thought, after two martinis, I thought I was in a woman's bathroom. So I come busting out of that bathroom, all disheveled, you know, trying to get myself together. And there's a guy in there washing his hands. And he looks at me, and he had a smirk, so he realized, you know, that I was in shock. And finally, I'm starting to realize it. And this woman's talking up a storm. And then a husband and wife or a boyfriend and girlfriend, they came in.
Oh, that would, I don't know. I don't know.
No.
I maybe it's financial kinds of things. I don't know.
But they're doing that. And like in Zagat, this is something that people don't want to experience.
Yeah.
Look, my wife Debbie says, here you are, a woman, all dressed up in a nice restaurant. You go in one of these bathrooms, and you got Bubba in the stall next to you. We just got done having a two-pound steak. Well, a couple hours earlier, a two-pound steak and half a pound of beans. He's rotting and groaning over there. You know what I mean?
I don't. Well, there's, you know, like it's kind of like I, you know, I'm not one of those women that goes to the bathroom in groups. You know, I don't. We don't do that. I don't do that. But it's. I just think it's an odd, unusual choice.
I couldn't figure out why Barclay Prime, a restaurant like this, would have that kind of bathroom.
We need to talk to and find out why they decided to do that.
And you know, people come in, they're boozed up.
Well, and they're all dressed up too. You know, it's like one thing when it's like a little shabby little bar somewhere, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're all dressed up, who wants to do that?
Yeah. Well, if I see Bubba going in, I'm leaving.
Well, that's the end. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So that was one of the things with Zagat and. That seemed to bother
that,
people.
Do you remember anything else that was bothered them at all? Do you remember?
One of the big things with it is that when you go to a restaurant and they say there's a wait, and you see all these tables, it happens to everybody. There's four or five tables, or you call them, they say, oh, they can't take a reservation, and they walk in and get all these tables. Of course, we all know in the restaurant business that sometimes them tables are taken.
Right.
You know, we all think. So anyway, when we come back, we have a couple of great subjects to talk about, Rita, that you and I were talking about. And one is going to be restaurants that tell you they treat you like family. And do they really treat you like family?
Okay.
And the other, of course, and the other subject that we'll get into is, what do you do when you have a bad experience at a restaurant?
Sounds good.
Rita, you know about that.
Well, I do, and people are out there, if they have an experience, give us a call.
Right.
We'd like to hear it. Just remember, we're not going to hear the name of the restaurant. We don't want to hear the name of the restaurant. Right. So, if you give us a call, if you're up to it, we're here to hear.
spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
Welcome back to On the Menu Live with Frank Santos of Frankie's South Philly Cheesesteaks and Rita Conley of the Tucson Weekly. And we are standing in for Matt Russell. He is on vacation celebrating July 4th.
Don't you think?
What's that?
It's a well-deserved break.
Well-deserved. Well-deserved. And I'm benefiting from it. I love this.
It's fun.
This is wonderful.
It really is. It's a really nice way. Plus, I like hanging out with Frankie. It's a lot of fun to hang out with.
This is wonderful.
So, Frankie, I'm going to ask you now, what are we talking about? You said you were going to mention something about that you what bothers you when you talk about restaurants, that we are family.
A pet peeve of mine is restaurants that are advertising that come in the restaurant, come in my restaurant, we treat you like family, right? You go in there and they treat you like the black sheep of the family. Right? First of all, they give you a check. I don't give my sisters a check, my brother a check when they come to the restaurant, number one. And that may just be a figure of speech. But people, I've had so many people talk about this conversation I'm having right now, that they go in a restaurant, they're advertised to treat you like family, and sometimes you don't get a thank you from them, you don't get a hello from them.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you get a rude person.
Right.
And I know this has happened to many people out there.
Right.
You know, restaurant owners, me and my wife, Deb, we're restaurant owners. Don't advertise you treat people like family unless you're going to be there and ensure that they're treated, every single person walks in there is treated like at least a cousin.
Well, you know, maybe they don't like their family, Frankie. You know, maybe that's what the deal is. Maybe they don't like their family. You know, who knows? I think restaurants. You know, I read a lot because it's part of the deal. And I think it's really easy to put out words and say things. You know, like we treat you like family. Everything is made fresh. You know, there's just things that terms that people use all the time that really. It's not what it really is, but it sounds good because it's the buzzword or the buzz thing. You know, the word fusion makes me completely crazy. Unless it's really fusion food, unless it's really, really good fusion food.
Right.
I mean, you know, horseradish with mashed potatoes is not fusion food.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I think that's the same kind of thing. It sounds good. You know, we'll bring in the kids, you know.
Yeah, it sounds good. And then we go in there, you don't have that friendly atmosphere that they're advertising.
Well, how hard is it to say hello when somebody walks in the door? I mean, I just don't think that's hard to do. I don't think that's hard to do.
It doesn't.
That always happens at Frankie's. You know, they always say hi.
Well, I'm a firm believer in this. If everybody who has a restaurant, just pick one person in that restaurant, one employee, to just continuously welcome everybody as they come in, check on them, and thank them for coming in that restaurant.
It just takes
the business would pick up. Guaranteed. It's guaranteed. The business would pick up. It's all they have to do. You know, they're all they have to. And not only that, and I think that this leads into what we'll be talking about very shortly, is talking to your patrons also will help you find out if there's a problem with the food.
Right.
Is there a problem with this? A problem with that? But restaurant owners, please don't tell people you treat them like family. someone come in and treat him like black sheep.
That's really sage advice. You've been in the restaurant business for a really long time, Frankie. You know what you're talking about. I agree with you. And like I said, maybe it's just they just have issues with their family. Maybe that's all it is. Who knows? I mean, you know, it's interesting.
So now we get into now, listeners, here's something that everybody experiences. And I think, Rita, you correct me. It seems like the trend is you go in a restaurant and you have a bad experience. Of course, that's different for everybody. And they run right to, they go home and they run right to Yelp. The first thing they do, they run right to Yelp. How do you handle? What do you do? What do you do if you go in a restaurant?
I don't, because I have to, in my situation, being a reviewer, I go in, you know, as incognito and what have you. But I think the best thing to just talk to the manager and don't go in with an attitude, and you know, like you just be You learn, you know, when I was teaching school, it was much easier to, when you wanted a kid's attention, to speak to them a little bit lower and kind of make, then they listen to you instead of yelling and screaming. Yelling and screaming doesn't get anywhere. Then everybody thinks, oh, he's a jerk, you know, get him out of here. We don't want him. Talk to the manager. Get it done. Get it taken care of right away. It doesn't do you any good to go home and complain later. But I'm a big believer, and all you Yelpers out there, say what you will. I think a lot of people write on Yelp just because they want to be a food critic, I read them and I go, oh, really, you use those terms, I think they like the feel that they're a food critic, that's a lot of it, and they want to go in with the idea that we're going to have a bad experience. So I'm going to talk about the bad stuff, you know, because now I'm Frank, and most of yours, I looked at yours today just to kind of do some background, and you get 4 or 5 stars all the time, and people love your food. And then there's that one or two persons, if you look at their reviews, they say bad. They say bad things all the time. Yelp is not the way to go. If you really want to make a difference, tell the manager when you're right there, or go home, take a deep breath, write a letter, and send it to the manager. Yeah. You know.
I know as a restaurant owner, Deb and myself, we want to please people.
That's what it's all about, isn't it?
Right. And if somebody wants to open a restaurant. If they don't want to please the public, then don't open that restaurant. Right. If you go to open that restaurant solely because you want to make money, if that's the factor, if that's it, if that's the enchilada, as they say, it's for opening a restaurant just solely making money, don't open that restaurant.
Right, exactly.
You have to want to please people.
Right.
And make
people happy. That's what people say all the time.
I know it's very difficult for somebody going to a restaurant, have a little problem with the meal, and maybe the beans were cold, or maybe the steak was supposed to be medium rare, and it came out just plain medium. It's very difficult sometimes for them to talk to the manager or the owner, and maybe it'd be better rather than run the Yelp. They, like you said, they go home, take a deep breath, maybe contact them on Facebook, we'll say.
Okay, that's good.
It's happened to me.
On a private
messenger. It actually happened to us. and they sent us a private message. It might be easier for them to do that.
Right.
You know, they could contact the restaurant. And then if everything gets taken care of satisfactory to the patron, then they still want to go on Yelp. Well, now they have something pretty nice to write about.
Exactly. You know?
I love to hear some experiences from our listeners.
Anybody out there had a bad one?
Come on in here. Call up. Call up.
Well, I think people love to criticize. You know, it's easier to criticize than it is to compliment. You know, and that's what sort of the waitresses, the servers are there for too. You know, if you approach them nicely. You know, you'll get a better response from whatever that is. You know, my steak is overdone. The beans are cold. I ordered the bananas Foster, not the banana split pie. Right. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? There's ways to do it, and it's if you do it immediately, then things can get fixed. And you know, sometimes most restaurants I know will go out of their way to fix it and will comp you in some way.
Absolutely.
You know, and if they have any brains in their heads, they will, you know.
Absolutely.
And I get on the other end of it. You know, when I write a critical review, people have fits at me. You know, they're really critical. And I can't believe you ate at the same restaurant. And most of the time when that happens, it's like this restaurant owner's 6 best friends who have written back in.
Yeah.
And that's what happens with Yelp very often. It's like a friend or a disgruntled disgruntled worker or your competition. And you might not have even been there. You know, my friend Karen was telling me, Karen Solon was telling me, her friend has a cooking school in Los Angeles, and Karen does some work for her. And somebody went in and complained on Yelp about the restaurant, the school, and he made some comment about how the guy, co-worker, the guy, assistant chef, was just gross, you know, that when he bent over, See, when you bent over, you could see his, you know, his butt crack and his plumber crack. And then, you know, he wrote some comment. Yeah, well, when Harry, it was a case of when Harry meant salad. And the thing is, this woman doesn't have a male assistant.
Yeah.
So I don't know where these people came from, but I think the guy had this thing in his head when Harry meant salad, and I think he just had to write it down somewhere, and that's just what happened. So even in Yelp, they're not always the true real thing, you know. So if you really want to make a difference.
Oh,
I think
absolutely.
you have to start with the server, talk to the manager. You know, go home, write a letter. You know,
talk to them.
But I just don't know about Yelp being necessarily the most valid.
But way to handle it. Let me give that the phone number. It's 880-5678. For you out of towners, anybody in Philadelphia listening, 520-880-5678, and call in. Tell us your experience. I'm sure you have some really good experiences where restaurants fix the problem. And please, so give us a call.
We just ask that you not mention the restaurant.
Right.
That's
the only thing
So we're going to talk a little bit about that. We'll talk real quick. After we get back, we're going to have our question of the day.
Yeah, we're going to give away the cookbook.
This beautiful cookbook that has been just sent in from Philly. It's called the City Tavern Cookbook, Recipes from the Birthplace of American Cuisine.
Right.
And written by Walter Stabe. And Frankie's also throwing in a $20 gift certificate, which you can't pass it up. That alone is worth guessing. And the question is probably one of the hardest questions you'll ever think. So you know, get your thinking caps out, and we'll let you know. Frankie, what do you do when you have a bad experience at a restaurant?
Well, we've had plenty of them, but we have them. Every restaurant, if they're busy, it's going to experience something. Most of the problems are corrected before it comes out of the kitchen. You know, most of the time they could correct it before it comes out of the kitchen. And same thing with us. Sometimes somebody ordered a cheesesteak and they got home and they got a chicken by mistake.
Mm-hmm.
They ordered a cheesesteak. And then usually they'll call us up, and we'll correct that. Mm-hmm. You know, of course, we're not going to charge them for the sandwich.
Right.
You know, and then sometimes we give them a little gift certificate. Now, don't take advantage of this.
Frankie's
do.
Good heart.
We do go out of our way to make it right. You know? Mm-hmm. sometimes somebody come in and they thought somebody was rude to them.
Right.
Right. And that can happen because when we as people, we're rushing around, we're doing this, doing that,
mm-hmm.
we say something sometimes and we make it very short.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when somebody hears something short, it's rude.
Right.
To them it's rude. And it passes off that way.
Right.
Or transfers that way.
Yeah.
But we've had patrons send us something through Facebook.
Uh-huh.
That is one of the best ways to do that. Do it through Facebook. If you can, not on Facebook, but the private messenger,
right?
You know that you had an experience here. This time that happened, and the waiter, if you're in there, and the waiter really wants to hear from you. He really does. The owner, we can't fix problems as owners. We cannot fix problems unless somebody says something
exactly.
To us. And I'll give an example of something real quick. When we opened up across the street from Frankie's,
right? That's when I first met you.
We opened up over there, and we were. Lunchtime, things were getting out really slow, and people were actually getting back to work late. We were having problems, and people were making problems with it. But it didn't set in with me until one day I walked into Pastiche. Pat Conner says to me, I'm talking to him, he says, Frankie, he says, how's things at the restaurant? I said, oh, good. I said, oh, lunches are crowded. He says, well, he says, the only complaint I hear about your restaurant is that some people can't go to your restaurant at lunchtime because they can't get in and out.
Yeah.
Can't get back. So I did. I set up two grills now. I mean, this is 7 years ago, but I set up two grills. Then we got actually three grills working. You know, to overcome that.
Yeah.
You know, when people were upset and cold. If they got food to go, they're giving cold sandwiches.
It cost you money, but how simple was that? And what did that change? It changed everything.
Right. It changes everything. Changes everything. Look, you have a chance. character. Character's doing the right thing when nobody's looking. And you have a chance to show character. When things go wrong, fix the problem for the people.
Right.
Every once in a while, you'll get beat. Every once in a while, you're going to get taken. Right. But that is so small, it's not even worth thinking about. Just take care of the problem. Now, I know for a fact that there was a problem in somebody's restaurant. They called their police. They called the police.
Well, that's crazy.
So the police show up in the restaurant. This happened a few months back. The police show up in the person's restaurant. And what happened was they had a problem with the meal. And it was a whole meal. For the patrons, it was a whole meal. And they offered a small dessert and said, no, we should at least pay half this meal. And it went back and forth. And the owner wound up calling the police. Now, look, if you walk in a restaurant and eat, you have to pay the bill. No matter what happens, you have to pay the bill. I mean, unless the owner says, no, you don't have to pay the bill. It's on us. But the owner says they're only going to give you half the meal, then that's where it's going to be. This couple didn't believe it. They called the police. And the police says, you know, you may not like this meal. And if I sat down and ate it, as Rob said, if I sat down and ate it, I might not like the meal, but I'm going to have to pay. You have to pay. So they had to wind up paying it. And the story wind up bringing you up the very next day.
Yeah.
Anyway, we will be coming back. Stay tuned.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
Sometimes as restaurant owners, we have to beg. We have to beg. And as Frankie Cheesesteaks, I am not too proud to beg. Listeners, let me just say a little something about problems in restaurants. And I say this from my heart. Restaurant owners really do want to fix the problems.
Yep.
And reading through, when I read through things from Yelp and Urban Spoon, you know, I realize that there's many, many problems out there that patrons face in restaurants. And the restaurants themselves really want to fix the problem. So please, something goes wrong, you're not having a good experience there, just mention it to the server. Talk to them. If you really don't want to go that route, then when you go home, find them on Facebook. Not Facebook, get an email. And just send it to them.
Excellent.
And tell them what happened. And that owner will love you for it. Trust me, he'll love you for it. Thank you very much when it comes to that. Now, what's going on now?
Now I think it's about time to everybody put your thinking caps on. It's time for the question of the week. If you've been to Frankie's, this is a snap. What are the name of the rolls, the brand name of the rolls that Frankie imports regularly from Philly? They have a special name. They're really good rolls too. But what is the name of the rolls?
And what are we giving away?
We're giving away the city Tavern cookbook. It has all recipes from early American cuisine, beautiful pictures,
and the history of City Tavern.
The history of City Tavern, and there's recipes from Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin. These look like. Well, and this cakes, is, they look really good. This recipe.
And this is the City Tavern. I took my wife Deb on the first date.
Debbie, and you know what? See, it must be magic because here they are. They're still together. They're happily married. Maybe there's something magic about the City Tavern. I don't know.
Oh yes.
On our first date, my husband and I went to we went to El Corral, and they weren't open. So we went. This was many, 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 many years ago. So then we went to Ye Old Lantern. And I was sitting there, and my husband was a roofer at the time, and, you know, kind of working hard. And I looked at him, and I looked at the menu, and I thought, oh, my God. Let's go someplace else where it's cheaper. So we ended up going over to the Pack'em Inn, and that's our first day was at the Pack'em Inn. And again, it was like magic. It was a really great place. It's not there anymore. I miss it terribly. It was a great little place. The waitresses cooked all the steaks. They had really great breadsticks, good salad. Everything was fun. It was a great first date.
You guys have callers.
Okay, wonderful.
Cool. We have Terry on line one, believes that she knows the answer. So I'm going to go ahead and put her on for you.
Hello, Terry.
Hey, Terry.
Hi. Is it a hoagie roll?
No.
No. We're actually looking for the name of the bakery.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Thanks.
Sure.
So, thank you for calling, Terry.
Thank you.
All right. That'll take care of it. The second guess was a hoagie roll, too.
Oh, no.
So there we go. There's a hint. It's not hoagie.
Yeah,
not a hoagie roll.
About 4 minutes to call, people.
KNST. It's actually the name of the bakery.
And
that might have been our fault, but sorry about that.
But no, it's real. I think it's really great that you do that. That you bring all that. You bring it in. The sandwiches are really good, but really the bread makes
you have
the sandwich.
If you want a Philadelphia sandwich, you have to have a Philadelphia roll.
Well, there you go. That's the difference.
It's like eating a Kansas City prime steak, but that steer was raised in Arizona.
It's
the same thing.
But that's exactly right. And what is the name of the rolls that Frankie imports from Philly?
And here is a little hint. Go to Frankie's website.
There you go. Ooh. We might have another caller here. I hope so. Okay, cool. Excellent.
We have Bill on line one.
Hello.
Hey, Bill.
Hello, Bill.
Hello, Frankie. Hello, Rita.
Hi.
About these rolls, they're from Philly?
Yes.
I think I'm going to say Amarosa.
Yes, sir. Yay! You are a winner.
Woo! Winner.
All right.
Yes, you did. That is it.
Okay, Bill, you stay on the line, and I'm going to get your information. Frankie's going to tell you what you want, okay?
Thank you.
And Bill, real quick, have you ever been into Frankie's? Do you come in?
Once, yeah.
Well, I hope you had a good experience there.
It was delicious. I loved it.
Well, thank you very, very much. So we're gonna get all your information. The young lady will get that for you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Enjoying the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill.
Okay.
That's John.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. So anyway, we got it. There we go. We got a winner. Frankie's the beautiful cookbook and a $20 gift certificate to Frankie's. Okay, I'd make more.
I'm glad he remembered us after this.
So what's happening? Do we have any new at Frankie's? Anything new going on over there?
Oh, yes, I'm glad you brought that up. Just reminded me of something. And my wife reminded me, the same wife I had a date.
The first date at the City Tavern, yes, indeed.
But we are, by popular demand, people are coming in. And I wasn't sure about sweet potato fries because I grew up eating regular fries. So we went to our trip to Philadelphia. We went to a place that is called Isker Bibbles. They're known for their sweet potato fries.
Okay.
And their secret seasoning. So we're gonna do sweet potato fries, sweet potato tots.
Ooh.
With the secret seasoning.
Secret seasoning.
Secret
that's
seasoning.
That's great. That's excellent. And again, if you haven't been to Frankie's, I urge you to go to Frankie's.
Thank you.
Frankie's delivers, too. So that's a really good thing. Frankie's delivers.
Casey, how much time do we have?
You have about a minute and a half.
Okay, all right.
Well, Rita, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Frankie. It's always lots
really,
of fun,
really.
You know.
And listeners, and me and Rita was talking about this. We had a special song that they're going to play for the end of the show. When growing up, when you went out in Philadelphia, when you went out on a date And even in Boston, right? We had a date, and then you went to dancing, and at the end of the night, maybe the dance would be 2 or 3 hours long. They'd play a special song.
Good night, sweetheart.
Thank you, listeners, and Rita. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Frank, for having me. It was a blast.
It was a blast. And listeners, if you enjoyed the show, let Matt Russell know.
Matt will be back next week, and I don't know who he's going to have, but I make a big point of listening, and it's a fun thing. It really is. Great show.
And we enjoyed it, and Captain Mike, we'll see you soon. Love you guys, and Larry, we'll see you tomorrow night.
Cool. Excellent.
So if it's Saturday between 4 and 5, you know you're listening to On the Menu Live on KNST. Live.